Now let's talk about the cash flow model, which we will use throughout much of this course. The real estate cash flow model is a very basic income statement. It is always calculated on an annual basis and is used to predict future cash flows. We do not include non-cash items, such as depreciation or amortized leasing costs, but only real cash flows. We start out with potential gross income, or PGI, which is the maximum amount of rental income if the property were fully leased out. Sometimes, we include an allowance for vacancies and collections, which is subtracted from PGI. Additionally, the property may produce miscellaneous income. This is any income that does not come from rents and is added to PGI. Although we won't include this in most of our examples, miscellaneous income might come from vending machines, laundry facilities, or even something like a cell tower on top of the building. The combination of these result in what we call effective gross income, or EGI. Then we estimate operating expenses. These are associated with the annual operations of the property, and initially, we will just calculate this as a percentage of EGI. Operating expenses are subtracted from EGI to produce net operating income, or NOI. Let's discuss each of these items in greater detail.